Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did the incident of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he showed his level of appreciation to his beloved wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha after her death also. So one is a sign of ikhlas. Ikhlas is when a person is sincere, a person does something in front of another person, there is a possibility that he is doing something to show the person, to try and win, curry favor of the person. So he's doing something in front of the person while the person is around. He's doing something to praise him, to show him, to impress him or her. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, yeah, he was still doing something out of appreciation for her. This is the highest form of appreciation. When a person is doing something behind somebody else's back, even after they are gone, then the person remembers them, he thinks of them and he does something so that they can benefit. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, ما غيرت على أحد من نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما غيرت على خديجة رضي الله عنها وما رأيتها قط. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها said that I wasn't envious of any of the wives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, like how I was envious of the of Hazrat Khadija رضي الله تعالى عنها. What, I haven't seen her at all. We explained the two explanations. Either she was too young in that time, or what she meant by this was that she was not married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the same time when Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was married. Walakin kana yukthiru dhikraha. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mention her very often. Wa rubbama dhabaha ash-shat. Sometimes he would even slaughter a sheep. Thumma yaqta'uha a'da. Then he would cut it. He would cut it into pieces. Thumma yab'athuha fi sada'iq Khadija. Then he would send these pieces to the friends of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَرُبَّمَا قُلْتُ لَهُ. And sometimes, رُبَّمَا قُلْتُ لَهُ, sometimes I would tell him that كَأَلَّمْ يَكُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا خَدِيجَ. It appears as though there isn't anybody else in the dunya except Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَيَقُولْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reply, إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ وَكَانَ لِي مِنْهَا وَلَدْ. Verily she was like this and she was like that, praising her, all her good qualities. And then she, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, وَكَانَ لِي مِنْهَا walad, that she bore children for me. So sometimes a person forgets that when he has his wife, then that bearing of children also is a great ni'mat. Allah Pak has made it such that this woman has given him children. So yeah, also after the death, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is remembering, because out of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, all those children that lived to a adult age came from Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So therefore, he remembered this. This is one ni'mat, one favor that she bore children for him. So even after her death, he's mentioning these things. Then the other riwayat we did had a similar meaning, except for the last part. فقالت استأذنت هالة بنت خويلد أخت خديجة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هالة بنت خويلد, once she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for permission to come and see him. فَعَرَفَ إِسْتِئْذَانَ خَدِيجَ. And that made him, because she was a sister of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, just that listening to that seeking of permission made him, his mind go towards his wife, because that sister, her style and approach was almost the same. So he thought of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَرْتَاحَ لِذَلَكَ. That softened his heart, that made him feel a bit sad in his heart. فقال اللهم هالة بنت خويلد. He said, oh Allah, this has to be the sister of, this has to be هالة بنت خويلد, the sister of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Important lesson we learned from here is that when a person is around, we remember them also. When a person is gone, we appreciate them. If this is just for the wives, how much more one should remember his parents, his seniors, his asatiza, etc., how much they have done for a person. A person shouldn't forget these people, especially when he's growing up. Then he has apas, he has ustaz in the madrasa. And now when he qualifies, very often these people get forgotten. But they played a major part in a person's life for him getting that deen. Today we do a hadith. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, qala kharajtu ma'a Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu fi safarin. As Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he was the khadim, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for approximately 10 years. So he's mentioning this hadith. He said, once I came out with a sahabi by the name of Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali. He was a very handsome sahaba. So he said once, anyway, he's giving his story. He said, once we were traveling together, I was traveling with the sahabi. في سفر فكان يخدمني فقلت له لا تفعل. He was making my khidmat. In the journey he was tending to me, he was seeing to me, he was helping me. In other words, he was acting like a khadim to me, he was assisting me. So I told him لا تفعل. So the first thing Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, that he said, don't do this. Why? Because you are more senior to me in age. I don't feel it correct as a senior person comes and serves me. So one is a person respects and he appreciates the fact that somebody is more senior to him. So immediately he told him, don't do this. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he replies, إِنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ الْأَنصَارَ تَصْنَعُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ شَيْئًا عَلَيْتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي أَلَّا أَصْحَبَ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا خَدَّمْتُهُمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. He replies such a beautiful thing. He said, I saw the Ansar of Medina, they making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were assisting him, they were tending him, they were helping him in whichever way they could help him. So when I saw these people doing this, then I took an oath to myself that if ever I have to travel with any Ansari, then I will assist him and I will help him out of appreciation for what they did for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, this hadith shows us how important appreciation is. That he just seen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam what these people did for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he took an oath at that moment that if I ever have that opportunity to travel one of these Ansaris, then I will also make the khidmat in appreciation for what they have done for my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore he served Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was younger than him, but he made his khidmat in appreciation of what they had done, the progeny had done, the people had done for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another lesson we learn from here is that one appreciates those people that showed kindness. It doesn't matter how long, how far back, those people that showed kindness, we reciprocate and we show them kindness. And the other is those people that are responsible for us, our welfare in any way. Here the Ansar were responsible for the welfare of the whole Ummat because of the kindness and that reception that they gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that base that they gave. So they were responsible for the kindness shown to the whole Ummat. So therefore this Sahabi was reciprocating that kindness. So we should also look for avenues to see how we can reciprocate, how we can show kindness. We start off with our parents, then we start off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak has given us hidayat by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our parents, then our satiza, then our families, so everyone around us. Which is very easy when a person is writing a book and he says, I owe my thanks to such and such a person. But practically we have to demonstrate and show people that level of gratitude. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala